Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King-Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Oh, come on, Michelle. I see you yawning. I heard that, too. You're yawning. Okay, and all of you listeners out there at Her Radio, are you yawning, too? All right. Well, we need to talk about this whole issue of women and energy.
Yes.
On Empower Her, are they all yelling and screaming about this energy thing?
Well, they can't yell and scream because they're too tired.
They're too tired to yell and scream. We got to give them enough energy so they can even just talk about it, for
exactly.
crying out loud.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, it's this thing that affects us 24/7. We want to have optimal energy because, for crying out loud, we wear so many hats, right?
Right.
We're caregiving. We've got 28 roles we're playing. So let's talk about this energy issue with Dr. Bob DeMaria, who is the author of Dr. Bob's Guide to Balancing Female Hormones. His website is drugless.com. He's a chiropractor, and he is someone who's going to share some wit and wisdom with us about this whole issue of energy. So the first thing I'd like to ask Dr. Bob is, well, how about our diet? Let's look at energy and diet. What can you tell us?
Well, I can tell you the number one reason that I have found that people don't have enough energy is what we call adrenal fatigue. And one of the leading causes of adrenal fatigue is our passionate addiction to sugar. And people just love sugar, and sugar will put stress on your adrenal glands, and your adrenal glands are the fuel pump to your body, your thyroid being the gas pedal. So if you have your hand in the cookie jar, blood sugar goes up and down, your adrenal glands are exhausted. And one of the areas in our practice that we're really encouraging people to be very cognizant of is the amount of sweet fruit that they're eating. Because we're starting to see now that fruit could put a demand on the adrenal gland. And if you're eating fruit all day long, I may suggest you may consider switching over to some vegetables, even radishes and carrots and celery and red, yellow, and orange bell peppers during the day instead of having that afternoon little cookie.
Well, so, you know what I think, just sort of segueing off this? Hey, Michelle. All right. So how many times have I told you that, you know, we really have to watch the refined processed carbohydrates, right?
Right. We've talked about this a million times.
Oh, my God. And absolutely, they drain us of energy. We feel like, slugs on
right.
the overall. And that vegetables are so terribly important as a wonderful source of carbohydrate. Fruits are also wonderful. New research has shown that when you eat fruits, the fructose that you eat, it actually acts differently in people. Certain people, it affects the proteins that store fat. Others don't. And therefore, you know, there are some, as it were, fructose sensitivity out there that we're just now beginning to understand in evidence-based science. So that being said, I think that what Dr. Bob and all of us would agree is that, you know, the heavy, the breads, the pasta, the pizza, the crackers, the pretzels, especially the refined processed foods, are not particularly energizing unless you've just run a marathon, right?
Right,
hey,
right.
Put down that pasta, Michelle. I saw you.
The bread. I love
bread,
my bread and my pizza and my crackers. But let's talk about Dr. Bob, isn't gluten part of this whole thing where, you know, I mean, we're seeing an insurgence of everybody has a gluten intolerance, right? So is that true or not? And then if they are sensitive to gluten, then that's going to lower their energy, correct?
You're right on target. What's very fascinating about gluten is that gluten literally is the glue that helps hold all that fiber together. But in the human body, when that gluten gets down that lower part of your intestine, it literally stops and sticks the little villi together that your body is unable to absorb very critically important nutrients or cofactors. And one of the most significant ones happens to be zinc. We know that zinc is very important to make insulin. So we have so many of our practice members that we encourage them to minimize or eliminate gluten, not necessarily eat gluten-free food, because gluten-free food today, if you look at the labels, is loaded with sugar and other chemicals that enhance the taste. So we encourage our practice members to choose food that does not have gluten in it, so they don't have to think about it. So, you know, rice would be a very logical, safe alternative, quinoa, but we really encourage them not to eat gluten-free products. But gluten itself can create a lot of distress, a lot of chronic health challenges, and pain syndrome.
Oh, so pain syndrome, like how, with rheumatoid arthritis? And
well, see, what happens with gluten is gluten alters normal physiology in your intestine. And one of the areas that we have noticed is zinc being one of many cofactors. If it's not appropriate in the body or don't have adequate levels of minerals, you interrupt normal fat metabolism. And there are two particular fat-like hormones called prostaglandins. Prostaglandin number one and number three, and we have noticed in our practice when we do essential fatty acid blood spot testing that most women have a 30% deficiency of zinc in the United States, and this whole gluten issue starts this whole negative crescendo of upsetting the entire puzzle. So if we have an individual that comes in and we are doing a diet journal on them and we notice that they have a passion addiction for wheat on every meal, right, you just ask them to go off the wheat for about 3 weeks or so, bam, pain's gone.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. So,
well,
so
you know, there's also something else, too, and that is that there is a brand new condition out there, and it's basically called gluten sensitivity. When you truly have celiac disease, per se, you have to see a provider to go through the thorough diagnosis of this. Otherwise, you can't say you have celiac disease. You really need to follow through with the biopsy and all the rest of it. There are people who have followed through with all of that, but still experience a sense of sensitivity. Okay, and that sensitivity makes them feel as uncomfortable, but it's nowhere near as severe as the actual celiac disease. So here's a beautiful example of you wanting to really, as listeners out there in her radio, listening to your body. If you have specific gluten products in your diet, and it really makes you feel bloated, uncomfortable, you know, giving you GI distress, and for crying out loud, don't do it. Or just either eliminate or decrease or minimize that type of exposure. That's probably the best thing to do, I would imagine. And I know that our guest, who is Dr. Bob DeMaria, and the author of Dr. Bob's Guide to Balancing Female Hormones, with the website drugless.com, has the same kind of philosophy, which is to try to go as natural and normal as possible and listen to your body and be mindful of your eating habits as you're going forth. And also, when you come to gluten, don't assume you're going to be dropping a boatload of weight or anything with this. That's not a diet. Celiac disease is a serious disease, and we all have to really make that discrimination. We want to thank Dr. Bob DeMaria for being on her radio. Remember, it's Dr. Bob's Guide to Balancing Female Hormones. And I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
And three ways to quit yawning. Here we go. Thank you. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.